Welcome back to another episode of A Walk Back to Self-Love. I have my friend Zoe joining me again, and this episode is all about, are men hardwired to desire submission? Ooh, it's gonna be juicy. It's gonna be good. So enjoy.
Yo.
Hey, how are you?
Blessed and beautiful. How you doing?
Oh, same. So first of all, today as we record this episode, it's Zoe's birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So listening to this soul session, make sure you send him some good energy and birthday love today. So I'm really excited about this session that we're going to talk about, because you and I personally have talked about this, I think, for like the last year through like various videos that we've sent each other and just kind of talking it out, because it's a very popular topic among men and women. And so what I want to title today's episode is, are men hardwired to desire submission? What do you think? Right off the bat, what do you think?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What's in your question? What our definition of being submissive?
Well, that's the thing, right? Because there could be many layers to it. To me personally, what I think submission is to be catering to that man that you're in a relationship with, that you make sure you provide some sort of safe space for him, whether that's emotionally or physically or both, that you do those womanly, quote, roles or chores or whatever for either the household or for that relationship, and that you provide an exchange of sexual needs being met. Am I close? Would that be something that you would consider as well?
I like a lot of that. I think some of the feminists might frown upon that last part. The sexual part. If I don't want to give them none, I'm not giving them none.
Yeah, but that's why it's such a controversial topic in relationships.
That is very true. Ooh. But Amber, this is about to be juicy tonight.
I know, that's what I want. Okay, we did the safe one last week, you know, the last episode. It was right. Like, let's get to know, let's, you know, be in a man's headspace. But now it's like, let's talk this out. And I actually did some research before this, and I have some good statistics too to present. So, but I want to hear your perspective on this. And nah, you know.
Definitely. I'm going to give you a few different perspectives, you know, within my own perspective, because you know me personally, so I'm a unique individual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of men, obviously, played sports for a long time. So I've been in that man space of understanding, you know, the different dynamics of men, because we're not all created equal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, man, I'm on some Barack and Michelle Obama type stuff when it comes to that. You know, okay. Like, I want her to be strong, independent, and not need me, but she just wants me in her life type deal, you know, and vice versa. So, but that's not the norm, though. So when it comes to this submissive, depends on the man, because are we talking about, I hate using the word alpha male, because I don't know, if I feel like I'm a sigma type male, you know.
No, wait, let's break that down. What would you consider sigma, in case somebody listening doesn't quite know what that is?
Cool. A sigma, and y'all might have to go Google it, because I haven't looked at the definition in quite some time, but from what I remember, it's like a mixture of like the alpha, some of the beta, just a little bit of everything. We tapped into our feminine side. We don't need to be the macho guy, the biggest lion in the room. We can be around other lions and be cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're secure within our masculinity, within ourselves, you know, where obviously an alpha needs to show, like, you know, I got the money, I got the car, you know, look at me, you know, I'm the man, you know, I'm the leader. It's, you know, we more so just, you just gonna see it. You know what I mean? You gonna feel it. You know, if you see it, you see it. If you don't, you don't, you know. And we already know a beta, kind of how they call them simp these days.
I just, you know what I mean? It's funny, beta.
Beta. I know. Beta.
I think of the little fish.
It just sounds soft. Exactly. It sounds like a little guppy. Beta.
A little guppy. You know?
But that, so going back into our conversation with the submissive, so it's like that's so different between the beta and the alpha. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of wanted to break into like three different parts, because like I said, I view myself more like a sigma, where I'm okay with giving that type of freedom depending on the respect within the relationship, because I'm more big on respect and loyalty. And I feel like within the respect, that woman's going to know who, what type of man she's with. And that's where that so-called submissive will come in. But also, I'll be submissive to her too, though, for what she needs from me. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when it comes to the alpha, the traditional alpha, I think it's almost like expected to a certain degree, just depending if they're the traditional alpha or the new age alpha. Oh, shoot. Should we add another category? Because that's the difference between the traditional alpha and this new age alpha.
Well, let's break that down. Because but just like how everything changes on this planet anyways, and how we're evolving individually and then in relationships, of course, those categories are going to have to change with it.
Right. Oh, wow, Amber, this is about to be juicy. You got us diving deep tonight, girl.
Yeah, I said we did the surface layer shit last session. You know me. You know me. I don't do surface layer for that long.
Oh, wow. So let me ask you first, as a lady, though, what do you perceive as the difference between the modern day alpha and the traditional alpha?
Well, the traditional alpha to me is the more societal roles. Like you need to cook, you need to clean, you need to, if you have kids, take care of the kids. But even if there's no kids, it's like allowing that man to lead. And that's something that I personally have had issues with. Very, very big issues with, because I am the more alpha-ish female. And because I've had to be out here creating my own life and everything by choice and being single, it's like, it's like how they say, oh, you know, you do the dishes and let the man take out the trash. Well, when you're a single woman, you don't have a man. You're going to be waiting around for a long time to have a man come take out your trash. Take out your own trash. So then it's like, can you create space to allow a man to come in and lead you? It's just like when I went salsa dancing one night and the guy got so mad at me. He was like, are you going to, and he like threw his arms up. He's like, are you going to let me lead? And I was like, wow, if this isn't real life right now.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's also, you're supposed to let the man lead, baby girl. I'm sorry.
I know. And I apologize, but he was so pissed. He was like, he was ready to walk away. And I was like, I'm sorry. But so that's what I picture more traditional alpha is those societal roles. Now, modern day alpha, I think that there's still that level of creating, you know, some of the roles like the cooking and the cleaning. But if a man is modern day alpha, he's lived on his own. I would like to believe he knows how to take care of himself. Modern day alpha is, what do your finances look like? Yes. What does your decision-making skills look like? Yes. Are you emotionally mature? Yes. Are you emotionally intelligent? Or are you going to just like throw something? Because I know this because I used to do it and I had to work really hard on this. But a lot of men do not like when you throw shit back in their face.
No, we don't like that shit. No, we don't. You know.
So I think the modern day alpha is more about emotional strength from a woman. And my understanding is that most men don't really care about what type of career you have as long as you have goals.
Right.
You know, and that you align with his mission.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, man, great. You took the word. Are you a man?
No, I know, right? I feel so. I feel like I've done my homework.
I'm not going to judge you. It's all love.
No, but it's like I've done my homework because I am someone that cares very deeply about a fair and just society that, right, of course, that would translate over into relationships like I do. My friend and I were just having dinner tonight and I said to him, I'm like, you know, I've paid a lot of attention to listening to men complain about what we women do in relationships or just the pressure that men face, that it's kind of like, wait a minute, ladies, we got to sit back and be like, is that really fair? Like, why are we putting all this pressure? Why are we always saying it's a man's fault? When are we going to take accountability as women?
Say it again. Oh, that's another show. You better stop it. You can't
even... a show within a show.
Damn, I know you. I know you're the queen of topics. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to dive back into what you were saying about the modern day alpha and the traditional alpha. I agree with you 100%. And I saw myself evolve as a young man in the dating realm of expanding that scale that we say, oh, she's a 10. Mm-hmm. So obviously back in the traditional day, a woman typically just needed her beauty. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. for him to, the beauty and all the things he expected from that woman, the cooking, the cleaning, and all that good jazz, right? So nowadays, because we've been raised by women, I'm like, if I need, like, I can cook, I can clean, I can do this, I can do that, I can do that. Yes, I would love to have a partner, somebody to help me with some of these things. It's cool. But now it's like, all right, cool. Yes, you are physically attractive. I'll give you a 9.5, all right? But now what are your finances like? What is your spiritual life like? You know, what is your emotional IQ like? Have you dealt with your traumas? Now the scale is like 100. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's broken down in different ways past a woman's looks, you know, because it's like, all right, if anything, if I'm thinking to get married, I'm looking for a partner, because it's not the traditional times where the man is out doing all the work, like we stated earlier, she's at home doing all that jazz. Because really, that's still a partnership, though. You know what I'm saying? She's playing her role, he's playing his role, but now the woman has decided to have careers and whatnot. And because I don't frown upon stay-at-home dads, because I look at it like this. The dude could be like a musician or a creative guy. And, you know, she could be, you know, maybe in a corporate world. So it's like, long as their connection, relationship is there, and she cannot look at him and be like, I need you making 6 figures and I need you to have this type of job type jazz, it can work. And let him go do what he does, and he's going to respect you to do what you do. Because then the roles can kind of switch, because we're in the 21st century, if they're mature enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I used to think, like, is that an alpha male still? But now I realize that the roles have switched, because like a woman like yourself, you know, you will have some things that you will have to figure out on your own, where you will have to respect that man enough and give him that space, obviously. But let's just say Amber blows up, become the white Oprah, all right? Strapping the girl, doing Jesus, all doing
don't what say she that. Does.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? But yeah, then she finds her stepman.
Yeah.
You dig? You he's not in the limelight. You know, he's a cool dude, this and that, et cetera, but he's not nearly as successful as Oprah. But this doesn't matter, though, because there's something within their relationship that makes that dynamics work. But they got to allow it to work. And I think a lot of times, I mean, you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the new age modern woman is going through their own struggles of calibrating themselves in the modern day world, because the man is being calibrated as well. Because the difference is, we unleash the beast of the woman, but we said nothing to men. So men have just been like, yo, y'all just gotta accept this. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, all right, we're dealing with a different woman in today's time. So guys, we have to approach women differently. Relationships will look different, but we can make it work in our time.
Right.
You know, that's just my outlook on that.
Well, and I actually was in a conversation fairly recently where I said, you know, and just off the cuff, I said, I was like, you know, I would love just to have a, like another, like an alpha male, you know, and I always reference alpha, not that that's actually the true definition of who I am, but it's the first word that always comes to me, because I think alpha is like strong, self-sufficient, you know, is not so hyper-focused on finding a mate and making sure that like I go through, you know, all the lengths to get somebody. It's like, no, if I meet somebody and we vibe and we're on this, you know, similar paths. But I said to my friend, I go, yeah, I'm just looking for like a fellow alpha, you know, male. And he's like, yeah, but that's not really how it works. And I was like, well, why not? Why can't two strong, self-sufficient people like partner up and make it work in the relationship? Why does one have to be the like, oh, I'm not as strong as you, you know? And that's where kind of like how you said it's being calibrated. Like I picture like the most, I'll tell you what, we'll just say it. My ideal relationship for me would be a man that would embrace my leadership skills and my go-getter, like wanting to go out into the world and create and manifest. But also, if you are, and this is going to be another layer that we discuss, if you are deserving of my submission, woo, then of course I will submit to you.
Yeah.
But if you don't and you're out here acting like a POS, then you're not going to get my submission. You know, and I think that most women should have that standard, and men too.
And it says, I don't want to speak for your friend, but it says a lot about a man when he says something like that. Because if I were you as a woman, I would hit him with the, then what's a power couple?
Right. You know, but see, and that's where I think that leaves room for the discussion of, okay, well, then that sounds more like you want to be a not controlling, like, and I'm going to control you, but you want to have the upper hand in the relationship. Yes. Correct?
Yes. They want it undeserved. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like true alpha, you know, like I said, I'm a Sigma. It's like, I don't care if you're a man or a woman. What you do, what you eat, don't make me shit. So if I buy with you, I support whatever you do. And if that's my lady, it's like, you represent me. I ain't looking for no arm candy. I can find that anywhere. You know, I want you to represent me, where if you're not around me, you walk into a room, and if somebody knows that you're with dating me, that they see it, they understand. They're like, man, yo, like, that's a badass woman. Like, she's strong from head to toe. You know what I mean? She's smart, right. She's beautiful. You know, she can hold her own. You know, she moves the room. You know what I mean? Like, that makes me feel good, because I'm secure in myself, though, like that. You know what I mean? And that's why, you know, I was saying earlier about different types of males, because depending on where that male is at, we have different types of perspectives. And I don't want to speak for all men, but at times I look at it as an insecurity when you're afraid of your woman's success.
Yes, you know? I was just about to talk about this. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. I think it's an insecurity for a man to be afraid of his woman's success. It's like, how do we even measure success? If she's doing something she loves, I don't care if she is a chef and she ends up blowing up and, you know, having chain restaurants all over the world, and you work for somebody, if she loves you and y'all cool, none of that should matter. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's not the relationship. That those are jobs and careers. You know what I mean?
But correct me if I'm wrong, but do you think that when that's the case with a man, it kind of leaves that space of not unworthiness per se, but, well, where do I fit in? Where am I? If she's already rising to the top and she's financially taking care of herself, she created this business, it almost is like, well, where do I step in? What use am I to her?
I got you. Like what I'm saying, I think it's insecure. So I'm going to share one of my personal stories with you. One of my last monogamous relationships. It's funny because my cousin sent me a picture of her and I at an event that it was with this ex, you know what I'm saying, recently. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, time flies. But it's been a decade at least. So this ex was an attorney. She was a divorce attorney, very successful. She was a little bit older than me at the time. You know, I like older women, always have.
Mm-hmm.
And had her house just paid off, 2-car garage. Her mom lived in her basement type jazz. Like, the girl had it, you know what I'm saying? You know, 100K in the bank, you know what I mean? She had it.
Mm-hmm.
She called me at a time in my life remember, we don't know each other, okay? So she caught me in my time in a life where I lost my business. I'm talking about I was sleeping in my car, friends, couches. I lost everything. I'm trying to survive. So finally, I started getting on my feet. You know, I had some little bullshit jobs, whatever, excuse my language. And I mean, you know, I'm an attractive dude. You know what I'm saying? I feel. Mm-hmm. But my confidence wasn't there because I lost my business. I'm no longer a professional athlete. So these things used to be my identity, you know. So when this woman, it actually was like three of them at this time were pursuing me, you know what I mean? I'm trying to focus though, because women
are a distraction, just like men.
You know what I'm saying? They were distracted. But she pulled up on me in her nice little whip and shit and hollered at me, right? And you know, I was like, oh shoot. I was like, wait, is this really happening? You know what I'm saying? Beautiful, but like, you know, finding out what she does, I'm just like, ah, shoot. I was like, man, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type that I will holler at a Holly Berry, whoever, if I like it. Yeah. Even more so now because of this past situation, I learned to turn into a blessing. But let me get back on track. So I'm at a state where I can perceive myself as being not valuable to this woman, right? Okay, so we hit it off. I got a dope personality. I'm cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I lay it down, whatever. And so I was like, yo, I got to wife this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm like, I got to keep this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she's motivating me, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm being inspired by this chick because I'm like, yo, I got to step my fucking game up. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be with a woman like this and just whatever. So she made me step my game up just unconsciously. And so throughout the relationship, though, Amber, when she started realizing that, she starts seeing my ambition. And but throughout the relationship, even before I started, I was promoting my lady at the time, like, yo, you need to go get your own firm. Like, you've been with this firm for like 6 years, da 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 da, like pushing her goals. I'm not even worried about myself because, yo, like, I'm a beast. Like, when I put my mind in something, when I figure it out, I'm going to do it. I'm not worried. Like, I was just in a place where, you know, kind of like you and I are at, like, right now, like, where we're just going into new directions. So I was, like, in a place like that at that time where just getting started in life. But I know that it takes time, and I will get there. But I'm not worried about how successful I am, this and that, or trying to compete with her. At this time, I'm pushing her to even become more greater at the perceived lower level where I was at that time. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So as I start moving up, cause shit, man, she lit a fire underneath me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, like a good inspiration.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, that shit made the relationship go south. She didn't like
it. Ooh, the power dynamic switched. Yeah.
Exactly, but it was no power dynamics though, Amber.
In her eyes, obviously.
You know what I'm saying? I saw a power couple. That's what I saw. She didn't. that's what I'm saying to you. So like, you know, and when I be seeing these women that at times where they were certain dudes because they're successful in certain ways, this and that, et cetera. If I had a daughter, I would teach those girls to peel back some of these men because these sometimes not real men. It's their finances and their careers that are giving them their confidence.
Right.
And you're in a position where they feel above you, so it gives them that feeling, I got big balls. Excuse my language. You get what I'm saying?
You're good. Yeah.
And I've learned that, oh, yo, I'm a beast when I ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, mm-hmm. Yo, that's what being secure in yourself looks like. And so when you find things within yourself, you can't do nothing but see it within other people if they have it or not. And there's a lot of weak men out here, little boys wearing grown man suits.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
They can't handle one of y'all. They can't. Mm-hmm. And they don't want y'all to level up like that because a real one would want his woman to prosper whatever she does. You know what I'm saying? Baby, I want you to shine too.
You ain't
gonna, shit, I got my own light. You know what I'm saying? We two candles lit. Like, you ain't gonna shadow me. I'm glowing. You know right. what I'm saying? Like,
I don't. That's how it should be.
I know, man. I know.
I'm telling you, the power dynamic between a man and a woman. We'll just say, you know, I mean, there's a lot of dynamics, you know, whether you want to date within, you know, your own sex and all of that. But if we're talking about man and a woman, there's so many different power dynamics. And like for me, I was actually, I was madly in love with somebody for a long time. And I put this guy on a pedestal, but he would break me down. And he knew that I had that light that you're talking about. Damn. But I started to realize years later that wow. it had to have been my light because wow. there, you know, like he used to say that he wanted to go out and find, you know, a rich woman and stuff. And that's exactly, you know, he ended up finding somebody, wow. you know, years later who was wealthy. But he would look at me, he would say, you know, and it was the opposite of like what you were talking about. Like he would look at me and he's like, oh, you're always just going to be a broke bitch. And it's like, what? Like, what are you talking about? You know, so it's like, it's so interesting when men have to position themselves in a certain way to feel secure with a woman. And the same thing, you know, like as I'm realizing over the last couple of years, and I've been absorbing all of this different content out there about men and women, is that for so long, I think a lot of women thought, I have to have this career. If you're not one that's trying to strategize yourself to a man with money, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to be out here looking good, having a good body and like winning him over that way. But if you think I need to have this thriving career, I need to have this material gain, that's actually not 100% accurate, because most of the time I'm finding out men really don't give a shit about
yeah,
that.
We don't care about that. Yeah, we don't. We don't.
And that was, I think, the first whoa, aha, shock moment was that men really don't care about the career.
No. You know what we care about? A woman in us, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all look for that love and emotional connection. Typically, I can't speak for all, but I feel like most real men, they want to feel respected in that sense of loyalty by their woman. They're mm-hmm. taking love, because typically, if you ask a man and a woman the same question of what would you want more in a relationship, loyalty or love or respect, whichever one it was. Typically, women say the love part, and then most men say the loyalty part, the respect. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like the love comes within the loyalty and the respect. You know what I mean? Because, like, love is an emotion, man. That shit goes in waves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm loyal to you and I respect you, I can be pissed at you, but because I'm loyal to you and I respect you, I'm still going to be there for you. You know what I'm saying? Even though I might be pouting, I'm still going to be there for you. But if okay. you fall out of love with me, there is a chance you might leave my ass for someone that feel love. You know what I'm saying? That ain't baby. Like,
okay, so let me ask you, what do you think, what do you believe the definition of love is? Because love, I think it's overused. It's so romanticized, but do we really know what authentic real love is?
Oh, this is a great question right here. So for me, I feel love is the emotion. I feel like love is equated to hate, sadness, happiness. It's a feeling, it's an emotion. And I think we get love misconstrued for connection. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that, it's like, okay, you can love your TV, you can love your car, but when you really think about it and take a step back, when you love whatever it is that you love, I don't care if it's the first new house that you got, guess what happens over time? You fall out of love with that motherfucker, don't you? Mm-hmm. And potentially, you might start looking for a new house that sparking something new in you again, correct?
Yes, so timely, so timely.
Yes, love is timely. But if you got a connection with something, yo, we can go through the emotional waves and still be connected. You know what I'm saying? Because it's deeper than love, it's deeper than this, it's deeper than all these other emotions, because human beings are emotional creatures. We're going to have emotions. And if you're in a relationship thinking that you're going to be in Disneyland throughout the whole time because of social media and Disney is painting this picture, I'm sorry, you're delusional. We're both, you might be pissed off one day. You might be in the mood because you lost your job for like 2 or 3 months because you lost your flame or whatever. If I'm in a relationship with you, I am still obligated to be a partner and not allow that to jeopardize our relationship because now you're not the bubbly person that I first started to date. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, the honeymoon phase is over. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that's my perspective on it. I love to hear other people's opinion about this.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I say timely because, like, even for me, I realized something just by listening to you say that it's always, it's the easy way that when something you love loses its luster, that you want to just toss it aside and you want to go out and explore and you want to try something new or you want to be with someone new or you want to go live in this new city or, you know, whatever it is, trade in your car and get something new because you don't love that car no more. Right. It doesn't matter. It all comes down to maybe it's the FOMO, you know, ooh, or maybe it's the short attention spans that we've grown to become.
My God, yo, this is deep right here because you just made my mind go a little. Can you do me a favor? If you got a pen and paper around you or something, because I don't have anything.
I do.
Please write down, love is timely. That shit is dope.
I know, isn't it?
Man. Okay. Before I lose my thought. So capitalizing off what you said, like with the cars and the people, I just want to stick to the cars right now because most people drive cars and I think they will get this analogy. So how you said you start lusting for new cars and we're not. And then when you think about this, Amber, unless that car died on you, like die is no reviving it, flat line. Guess what it still does? Everything that new car do for you. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? The difference is you might have to get some new tires. You might have to update it a little bit. Give it a paint job. But at the end of the day, it still will get you from A to B.
Right.
You know, I'm using that as a person, though. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, it just takes some work sometimes for the things that we need to be connected to if we're actually looking for that love and to have these real relationships. It's going to take work. It's going to take work, man.
I realized the other day, because I was thinking about this for myself, because I've been such a career focused since I was little, which is what we talked about on our last session. It's no surprise to me that I'm 40, completely single, like no kids, never been married, because it's never been in my top two, you know, boxes to check off of things that I want of priorities. Because I've always been focused on other things like to create for my life. But when I was sitting thinking the other night about what does love mean to me? And more specifically, when I think about like in a partner, romantic partnership, and then it hit me, it's, you know, you can go through your ups and downs and your disagreements and your bad days and you don't talk to me or you fight, maybe you go to sleep mad at each other. But ultimately what love means to me is never not having that person by your side for the rest of your life, like wanting to be by that person's side every day for the rest of your life, even if you're mad as hell at each other. Ooh. But just to know that you two are by each other's side. Ooh. That's what I think love is.
Hey man, Amber, I want to capitalize off what you just said. Okay. I love that. I want to capitalize off of you saying about even if you go to sleep mad at each other. I had a handful of relationships, monogamous relationships in my 20s. The last one, the one that I just told you about, was the worst relationship I ever had in my life. Okay, but the rest of them was phenomenal, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot through these relationships. And even at these young ages, those other two women would never allow us to go to bed and wake up upset with each other. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, yo, like, if I ever got married or whatever, it would have to be like that. You get what I'm saying? Then I saw the toxic versions of this too in relationships where, like, the other ex that I spoke about earlier, the attorney, would leave, would not communicate, would do the silent treatment type jazz, and it's
to shut down.
They shut down, you know what I mean? And to me, it was just different because I had two very successful, I almost said marriages, relationships prior to her. I was just not mature enough for the relationships, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. as a more seasoned and getting closer to my 30s and knowing that everybody getting married and having kids, that pressure is on a little bit, you know what I'm
talking about. Yeah.
So I'm trying to make this thing work with this individual, but I end up getting blessed by the universe, I guess. So you people like you and I can be able to share our journeys with the world because we didn't get stuck in bad marriages and have these divorces and, you know, not knocking people and having a bunch of different kids and this and that, et cetera. We just got to have a different dating experience. But I feel like people like you and I are able to analyze and learn from our relations, from our past, and use it for tools to serve others, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think, too, for me, growing up, my parents, they were married. By the time my dad passed away in 2011, my mom's still alive, but I think they were married for like 35 years, which is kind of unheard of nowadays. Most people are always rushing to the divorce line, but they also had a very toxic and tumultuous marriage. So I think being around that as a kid and how volatile they were with each other and how I would get dragged into it and then, you know, all that kind of shit. But I think it painted a picture of, oh, I don't ever want that. So I think maybe on some level, it was always just safer for me to be single. And it was also a bonus because, like I said, most of what I've been focused on since a kid was creating that career. I never wanted the picket fence and the, you know, the marriage and all that. Right. It was, I want to create something really cool. I want to travel the world. I want to do all these things. But ironically, a lot of the times when I've gone off my path or I've been distracted, it's because of men and it's because of relationships, which is not something that was ever the main focus, but I always tried to make it the main focus. So I just think that we're all trying to do the best that we can with the tools that we have and the healing or the not healing that we're doing. But I did find this interesting that in 2023, this is according to the U.S. Census data, more than 127 million single people 18 years and older are living in America right now. I'm like, oh, it ain't over. like that's a lot of people that are single right now.
Right.
And yet we always feel so stuck in like, oh, I'm never going to get over my ex or, oh, there's not enough. Well, yeah, maybe in your specific town or city or wherever you're living. But if you take those risks, if you know that we're living on a planet with all these people,
right?
You know, you just have to get to these different people, you know? Funny story, though, real quick. So the other night I thought, well, you know what, Amber? I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and I'm going to join Tinder.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. So I had like such, I had too deep of a profile. You know how you're like, oh, Amber, we're going deep. It was too deep for Tinder.
They ain't reading that shit.
So I launched it. I had all my favorite photos that I wanted. I put a nice, like, it was only one sentence of a blurb. And I filled out, like, that I was a Taurus and, like, some whatever. And then I started, like, going through the guys. And I was like, oh, my God, no. No, 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 no. And I was like, no, this is terrible. Then one guy had a picture of his boxer briefs with his dick just hard. And I was like, is this really... And then his caption was, yes, that picture is me, LOL. Wow. So I deleted that shit 25 minutes later.
Damn.
Oh my yeah, God. I couldn't do it. And then I said, you know what, Amber? I've never liked dating sites. Mm-hmm. I like the organic connections or someone introducing me to someone or what. And so I'm just going to stick with that.
Nah, man, that's a good outlook. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. You find love anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You find love.
Yeah.
You know, there's always those rare cases. But typically, you know, it's like, I feel like you're not going to find dudes like me on no dating site like that. If I am on there, it's because I'm trying to smash.
Yeah, and that's, and I mean, really, that's all I was looking for, but I couldn't even find that. I was like, nope, your dick's not going to me. Your dick's not going to me. Yeah. Nope, nope, nope.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got to talk about sex on any show soon.
Yeah, yes, yes, we will. We'll save that for a later date. But also, back to the whole marriage thing, I think what I also didn't realize is how much, and I mean this from like factual information through conversations with men, like how much men are focused on getting married. Like, I thought it was just a woman thing.
Nah, man. Nah, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody like me, people probably think that I wouldn't ever want to get married, this and that. I had my little spurts after breakups, you know, of like, man, I never get married. F these women. Mm-hmm. But man, like, I see the beauty in it. Because I look at it like this, man, especially men. If you play sports as a man, you really will understand this. Where if you find the right woman that can be a partner, I'm sorry, I will go a lot farther with a strong partner than I will by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I can say that for myself. I know for a fact that I could go further if a man was by my side, inspiring me and like helping me see things that I may be blocked with, but it has never been enough for me to be like, okay.
Right. It's a serious thing though, because it's like two businesses coming together. It's like, do I want to merge with this entity?
Right. But also a lot of men do view relationships. I've had a man say to me, oh no, I'm looking for a partner that's a business relationship. The love will just come. And I'm like, no, I don't think that that's true. Like, I think, I mean, to a point, like, yeah, of course, eventually it's like arranged marriages. Like, you don't know you're going to love that person. Eventually you fall in love. But I feel like you either have the love or you don't, but you could have the business side of things. Do you agree or disagree?
You say you can either have the love or you don't. Man, I feel like that's challenging, Amber. It just depends. Like, that's hard because I'm like, all right, and I'm not really physically attracted to her, but we just got some chemistry and vibe. You know what I'm saying?
And you both are business savvy and like-minded. But it's not that passionate, like, love. I don't, and that's what I want. I want the sex and the love to be passionate. And I want us to have that commonality and support each other and lead each other, or you lead me. But I don't know. Like, okay. I guess it would be wonderful to talk to somebody that had both the business and the love that were like, yeah, no, it's possible. We had it right from the jump of things, you know?
But it's still going to be work, though, either way.
No, yeah.
You know, I don't know where you're at right now in your life, but where I'm at with relationships and just learning them as I grow through life, how, you know, you stated that man has been your distractions, women have been my distractions. So as we wisen up, I realized that whatever woman that I really want to attract into my life, I have to be the man that woman would be even attracted to. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to take all the focus and put it back on myself. And that person will come. It's going to, you know what I mean? But if I go looking for it, how they say, if you go looking for trouble, you're going to find it. You know, so like, if you go looking for it, man, you're going to find some. You're going to fall on the D.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. Where I'm at in my life right now, it's real quiet. It's real quiet. It's real, but I've purposely isolated myself because I've been focused on other things. But like, I'm ready to, it's like, you know, when the bears come out of hibernation, I'm coming out of hibernation. Like, I'm ready to like mingle and meet people, but I don't necessarily feel like I'm in the correct city for that for me. But never say never, you know what I mean? Like, there, you never know who you'll bump into. But I'm open for new experiences right now. And I feel like I'm a powerhouse to go on the dating field. Yeah, sure. We'll see what I would align with. But for me, what's important to me is that I've done a tremendous amount of work. I respect men who respect me, and that you will get that from me. But you need to let me be myself. It's kind of like that phrase, you can't tame the wild. I don't need you to tame me. I need you to let me be free.
Yeah.
And let me run wild, you know, right. But also guide me if I go a little too far out there, but don't control me. And you know, it's like I've, you know, been with a guy before who was excellent in leadership through career wise, but couldn't lead in relationships. You're like, see, I want you. I know you have the potential to lead, but you can't lead, you know? And for me, that is such a huge attraction, is when a man can lead a woman.
What that look like, Amber? What does that look like?
That you have a good head on your shoulders. You're grounded. You are self-aware. That in itself is so important. If you are not self-aware of who you are or what makes you tick or what will set you off, then we're going to constantly, you know, go round for round. Or the ability to communicate, being vulnerable. I've been with men that don't want to be vulnerable. It's like you push and you push and you cannot push a man to be vulnerable.
Right.
And so I think that's part of being a leader. A good leader has to be able to be vulnerable with those that they're leading.
Definitely.
And good with their money.
Yep.
Goal focused. And the confidence and security within themselves for that woman to be a powerhouse.
Ooh.
In her own world. If you got a man that could do all that, let's go. I would get into a relationship today.
You know, AI is coming soon, and all you women will be able to order and build a man in 2020.
Oh my God.
I'm just messing.
No, but another, so the article I was getting all this reference off of, which is thrivingcenterofpsych.com, said 69% of single people are currently content with being single. And I believe that. Post-COVID, I believe that.
Yeah.
Because people aren't willing to settle, I think. Now that women are more modern day, knowing themselves, knowing that they're out there creating things for their life, you don't need a man in the traditional sense like you right. used to. It's like, meet me where I'm at, or help me and I'll help you. You know? Now, another layer to it, since you've talked a couple times about it on this episode, about your last monogamous relationship. So how does submission work if you're in an open relationship or if you're polyamorous? Girl, is that even possible?
Oh, say that for another show. I'm not doing it right with you. I'm not doing it.
But right, we'll save that.
We're saving that. Ooh, girl, no, you did. You better stop. Reel it back.
Listen, you know I always got them ready. I got them ready. All right, we'll save that for another episode. But yeah. I'm gonna throw another statistic at you.
What we got?
35% are going on fewer dates because of inflation. Very timely because of the economy right now, you know, in people's eyes. But how does that play into if you're a man that wants to pay for things, you know, like, or a woman, you want to go on a date and you're hoping that a man pays, you don't know for sure. So are you going out less now because of inflation? And do you think the roles have changed because of like the prices of things and cost of living and just where we're at in society? Do you think that plays into that whole alpha male or the submission?
Amber, you're talking to the wrong dude with that question.
I know, because that's why I wanted you to talk about it, because you gave a great analogy before to me.
Because, like, all right, if I was a dating coach or not, and I was talking to men, I would say something different to women. But if I was talking to men, I'm like, bro, what's your intentions with this woman? 95% of them probably like, yo, I'm a smile. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they wanted more, we're going to take things differently. You got a different approach. But we're going straight to the crib, man. Get a bottle, whatever she likes, get it. If you want to order something, order it. But do that shit at the crib, bro. And she don't want to go, then, hey, you already know what it is. We skipping that base. We skipping that. And it's possible, and there's women out there that will come to the crib. You ain't got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because shit. I've learned throughout the years that this is a hustle for some women too. And sometimes you can have expensive interviews and go home with nothing. but dollars missing out of your account. If it affects you or not. You get what I'm saying? And that woman went home full, fed, and probably talked to the next guy. Stand up the next day. What?
No, it's true. Like, my guy friends have told me stories like how much money they truly spend on taking women out and, you know, dating. And so I said one day, I was like, then why don't you just take that money and save it? Like, is it that important to you? I'm looking out as your friend.
Yeah. Because Amber, you as a woman, I can't speak for all y'all, but if y'all want to smash it, y'all going to do it, right?
I was just going to say, do you know how much free goodies I've given away and not expect? Because I just want it.
You just like, want it.
I just want it. Like, okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's where I think that whole double standard plays in effect, because we are sexual beings. Yeah. Like, hello, we are sexual beings just because we're not a man. Like, we are sexual creatures. Like, we love having sex just like men do. And so I'm just going to sit around and wait, like, oh, I hope he wines and dines me. No, just come over and find me.
You just threw some free game. If guys are listening, I hope y'all hear this part. You might want to clip this and, like, let these people hear this, because you just threw our free game. This is something that I've done for years. I learned this in my 20s. Mess with the women that want you. You ain't got to do all that, because if you want me as bad as I want to, we ain't got to do all that, because you want me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in heat, I'm in heat. Let's go. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's a lot of guys out here that be pursuing women that just kind of, they just like, oh, no, let's see. No, we're not going to see nothing. Like, we ain't going to see nothing. If I'm not going to see something, you're not going to see nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, because right. Like, if I like you and we smash, later I wouldn't mind, you know, taking you out, this and that, if it comes to that. But really, you know how that go, that friends with benefit vibes. And sometimes them relationships be better than regular relationships.
I mean, but then if, you know, like, I can definitely agree with that. And I've been in that where, like, the sex was just, like, out of this world. It was phenomenal. But it was the shit that came after that. The drama, the not wanting to be vulnerable. But that's because it's, like, eventually you do kind of fall for that person. And then you start to see, like, I could be with this person.
Okay. This is what I would tell the guys. I can't speak for the women. I'll tell the guys. I'm like, I don't care how good it is, bro. You got to create that space, because if she don't catch feelings, you gonna catch feelings. So create that space where it's that miss, and where, you know, y'all females like, oh, I hope he hit me up type jazz. And yeah, you know, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be good that night. But we create that space where it's more we craving each other, and we create enough space where if we end up fizzling out, it's kind of like, it's just a fizzle out.
You know, I could go on about, because then it's like, but if you have a good woman in front of you, and who would support you and do all those things and want you to be your best self, why would you want to create space from that and not want to align with her and grow with her?
See, these are different scenarios, because where the person at in their life? Like, are we in hyper focus mode? Because if we're in hyper focus mode, and I got a chick around that, you know, is, you know, we got good sexual chemistry, and now I ain't got to be out in the streets because I got my go-to. You get what I'm saying? And maybe she's working on school stuff or her master's or whatever, and she just need that little itch scratch too. Now, once she gets her degree and I get what I, you know, create that business or whatever that looks like, and we both at a certain point, and we just like, you think this goes somewhere? I don't know. We figure it out from there. But let's not make it more than what it needs to be if we're each other's distraction. You get what I'm saying? But if you're in a place where kind of like you're ready to date and hooking up, I think you need to take a different approach with it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And this may fall into the episode in the future that we'll do about sex. But then there is, and especially in today's world, maybe this falls into open relationships, but it's kind of like that whole side piece conversation. It's like you, and this has been the most fascinating learning experience is when men have, quote, that like traditional relationship at home, you know, the woman who takes care of everything, who is the safe choice, you know, isn't going to really rock the boat too much. But then you want to go out and you want to have that extra, you know, the wild one, the one that you can, quote, be yourself with. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you got your mistress, your concubine.
Yeah. And so it's like, and maybe that just falls into the not wanting to be with just one person. But you have to all be on the same page.
You know you slick because you just went into poly stuff.
I know.
Oh, what you did there. Y'all saw what she just did? Oh, she...
But that's why I said we'll have to save that for the sexual episode because there'll be a lot of content there.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's just, it's, you know, as we get ready to wrap up this excellent soul session that we just did, it really comes down to who you want to be in romantic relationships and what does that look like for you? Not what it looks like for society, but what's it look like for you? And sometimes, and I will say this from a place of my own truth, sometimes you think what's going to be a one night stand or some, you know, quick hookup here and there turns out to be somebody that you do fall in love with.
Nah, for sure. Yeah.
And then it's like, fuck, I did not want to fall in love with you, but I did. And then it's like, you're hooked.
Yo, no, you're exactly right. From a guy's perspective, I can't speak for all guys, but at least for me, and I heard other guys say this too. So if we have a one-night stand with y'all, it's not even that we judge y'all, because for one, we probably on a prowl on a pursuit, you know, but let's say it's bomb, this and that, et cetera. We're not gonna hit y'all up like that. And if a dude is not a simp and like, oh my god, it was great, I gotta keep her type stuff. No. I'm gonna create that space to see what type of girl you are, because I'm gonna create the space where it's like, okay, do you do this all the time? So now that I'm not giving you that constant attention that maybe some of these other simps would do, I'm creating this space. Or are you going to be like, yo, like, what's going on? Like, hey, you know, like, I want to come over again, this and that, et cetera. Or are you just going to wait for that man, and then if he doesn't entertain you the way that you think he should, then you go off and jump on the next one. And it's like, if the woman takes that time to, in her nice way of however she does it, reach back out to that man, it's like, that's when those one-night stands can turn into, yo, like, yo, I fucks with this girl. Because, like, yeah, we had a moment, like, yeah, I'm a dope dude. So I get why she wanted to mess with me like that. But at least she's making me feel now that she just doesn't do this with everybody, because she waited a significant amount of time to see where I'm at so she doesn't feel used or, like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am type stuff. Or, like, this is, and no judgment to whatever. But I'm just speaking from a male perspective of like, why, like, definitely somebody like me would have a mind switch of like, huh, let me see what's up with this chick. I think there's more to her.
But that also, I think, falls under the double standard, because men do that shit too.
Man, we ain't the same, man. Andrew,
I know, but I'm saying, it's like, this is why I think the role of a woman has shifted so much in society, because we have sexual needs too, but we're supposed to keep it at a cap because we don't want men to think we're, you know, promiscuous or we're giving out our.
Okay. I mean, because y'all, we missing a point. It depends on what that woman wants. If you're looking for marriage, if that's your future, like how we have 5-year, 10-year goals, et cetera, right? You have to think about that within your plan. You know what I'm saying? You like, yo, I want a husband one day. So you're going to make different sexual decisions. You get what I'm saying? But if you're a woman, where, I don't know, I just want to live my life. This girl, you go do what you do. Go do what you do. But if you want something different, you have to be mindful of the future and what your past will bring into your future and how that could affect your...
Well, that's with anything. That's with career, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, cool.
All right, we're going to wrap it up on that because we got like a minute left.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, though. That's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah, like, no, okay, I just thought about that.
That, so there it goes. Like, if you want that six-figure great job in the future that's very professional and this and that, I'm sorry. You might want to think twice before you take that picture.
Before you take that dick. No,
yes.
All right, we're gonna gonna end on that.
Yes.
Okay. I love Thank it. You so much. This was good. This was good. All right. Enjoy the rest of your birthday, and then you know we'll have more that we will bring your way.
Yeah, <I'm> sure.
Bless. All right. Thank you, Zoe.
Bye bye.
Bye.
I want to thank my friend Zoe for joining me again on A Walk Back to Self-Love. I hope you grab some gems of knowledge and be on the lookout for our next episode. I already have it brewing in my mind of what I want to talk about. So if you would like to be a future guest, please feel free to reach out to me at awalkbacktoselflove@gmail.com. And I would love to chat with you and see if we can maybe come up with an episode together. So until then, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.